He wants Watt in order to help him get better. Okay? But when he first asks for Watt, Robin thinks he like wants him like as a servant or to clean his boots or whatever. He doesn't get his intent. And so Robin says in the bottom of 114, he says, "As a matter of fact," said Robin, I don't think you can very well give people as presents. They might not like it. This is what we Saxons feel at any rate." And so kind of making a difference, like, hey, we Saxons, we're good people. Now the Normans, they're kind of idiots. And they might give people, but we certainly wouldn't. When Ward explains his purpose is to help Watt, then Robin says, oh, you know, that's cool. They get back. And the way everybody reacts, we use the word childish a fair amount in this book, or, you know, I find myself thinking about what is childish in the book. And here when they get back, you know, Hector, the household, all these people are so excited about the adventure, so excited about the griffin's head. And who's the same voice here? The nurse. The nurse says, you know, what's his childishness? You know, forget this stuff. You know, Wart's been hurt. We got to go take care of him. And Wart, though, is really concerned about Watt, and that Watt get to Merlin, and as soon as he wakes up the next day, he goes off to find Merlin to find out what's happened to Watt. And Kay reports that Watt has been cured, and this is all kind of funny silliness, totally out of time and place. Merlin's made fake noses for both the dog boy and Watt, psychoanalyzed them a little bit, and let them go off, and they've become friends and even thrown away their fake noses. And I guess the moral here is kind of be true to yourself. But also, one of the big things that's going to be beat on a lot here